Then vision on research. That should be a little bit more thing. So, who can I give the floor? Gert, please.
Thank you, Chair. I'll give a brief introduction. University Council has been asking for a long time and on several occasions for a policy research document. And in that sense, the Council is pleased with the document, at least with the intention from which is what was written. However, I think I do not make a mistake if I say that it does not meet expectations in a way. So that's the second sentence. However, in the eyes of the Council, the research vision as formulated here does not add enough extra value to the draft shaping 2030 vision, because it does not provide sufficient direction for the research strategy or policy. Implementation of this vision in a strategy is necessary and should have the first priority. Also in connection with the agreement to reconsider the internal research funding next year. So maybe a little bit bold conclusion and negative advice, not for the intention for which it was written, but from a content point of view in which concrete thematic direction for research is still lacking.
The board?
Yeah, thank you for your response. What we are pleased about, at least, is that you recognized that there is convergence between this research vision and the Shaping 2030 plan. I mean, if that was not the case, then we would have a different discussion altogether, I'm afraid. So in that sense, I'm glad that at least that is being recognized. The part that we have written here is a research vision, and in your letter you say that this does not provide clear enough guidance for the strategy. That is something that I think I would like to entertain here also as the dialogue on which parts would you think need clarification in terms of a vision in order to reach to the strategy. We are working at this point towards this research strategy. This is something that the Council will be presented with very soon. But we realize that the strategy should give directions on research infrastructure. It should give directions on strategic budgets. It should give directions in selections and collaboration with partners. It should give directions on quality management, on aspects like open science, citizen science, rewarding research. So these are the parts that fit in the research strategy. This is, however, the research vision. So the question for me is, to what extent you see ambiguities that you would like to see otherwise stated in the vision, or is it just a clarification how this leads to the strategy?
I think the problem is this seems to be sort of a document which doubles the Shaping 2030. I mean, the Council does understand that the research strategy should evolve from Shaping 2030, and in that sense should be incorporated with it, or maybe I should say rather should result from that vision and strategy. So looking at it this way, one could state that this document research vision is sort of not timely. It seems to be a double of the research vision. So that leads to the question, why was it written? I mean, with all respect, but why was it written in that sense? For the last 8 years, I think, and this is what I started with to say, it is sort of expectations being met or not. For the last 8 years, the Council has been asking for a document that gives direction, and this is not it. So you could state research vision is not timely, or in other words, it's too early, maybe. So it is evolving still, as you just said in your first term. However, that does not alter the fact that in the eyes of the council, this is not the document we have been asking for some years. And I think this is the only problem there is, and we can agree that the next document should evolve from it so that we do have a strategy. But this explains why we say at this point, negative advice. And you're totally right to ask, on what points should we give direction? Fair enough to put that question. It's also fair enough to say give the direction, which is not in the document. But really, on the point of what points direction should be given, just to get off the one-sidedness of the introduction I gave, maybe other people of the council would kick in here.
As an invitation to others to say something about this. So, Annika?
Yeah, well, Greta, you mentioned a lot of things that will become part of the strategy. Infrastructure, budget, partners, quality, open science, research assessment. I think we are happy to see that there. We were expecting to see it here. I think that's the problem. And that's what Gert is also trying to explain. We were expecting that now. So if you say, yeah, it will come in the strategy, yeah, please get the strategy on table. That's basically, yeah, that's the point. We were hoping to find these answers in this document. You say that it's not in the document, it's not the role of a vision document, then why bring a vision document? Because it's in line of shaping 2030. It doesn't seem to add much at this stage. So officially we have to give a negative advice. I would personally would say, okay, thank you for the document, please get the next one.
That is something that I would take issue with, in the sense that I think this document, if you read it carefully, there are a lot of statements in it that are embarking on how we engage, for instance, with research infrastructure. If you look at it from a vision point of view, there are many statements that emphasize how research infrastructure adds to the view, to the research position of this university. It has been mentioned, and yeah, then you can quote on various arguments on within the research infrastructure. But then I would quote, our facilities are centers of innovation. They act as strategic instruments to guide solutions, trajectories for scientific and societal problems in our mission domains. And collaboration with partners. So it is, from a vision point of view, I think that there are answers being provided here on various aspects, how infrastructure, how personnel is being dealt with. But it's not with a budget envelope yet, or a definitive choice of focus areas. And this gives the envelope, gives the long-term perspective, and now in the strategy we will make the various choices for this. But if I read the negative advice, I get the impression that a negative advice means that you disagree with this vision. And that is something that I at least would like to ascertain, that you agree with this vision as the way forward in addressing to come to the strategy.
As is clearly stated by you in your first term and also made very clear in our letter, I mean, we should not read a conclusion out of its context which is given. We agree on that point. It's a matter of giving implementation to things that seem to be rather vague. For instance, it's even way up our website of the university, look for research. What we'll see is that there is a strange mixture in the categorization of lab facilities on the one hand and research themes at the other. Now, if you talk about giving direction, this is a problem. For instance, so I mean, it's also a little bit about expectations. If we say, give direction to what? But this is one of the observations I do, and giving direction to research should be, I think, in my eyes, thematic. And there, I'm a little bit lost, but maybe this is a very particular opinion of my own. I don't know what the rest of the University Council would say on this point.
Yeah, I personally think it's enough to have one document about mission and vision, which is addressing all our activities and also the relation between research and education, which is important. And well, I think there's not much added value to a separate document on research. Why don't we have a separate document on education or personnel? Well, I don't want it. I want to see a concrete strategy for the years to come. And then, well, you could say that this is a kind of marketing a document, this this vision, whereas the strategy is more concrete and it's something to take into account for the faculties, etc., where the mission and the vision are on a higher level. Well, you might have it, but I think the strategy is more important. And for the strategy, you need a strategy on education, you need a strategy on research, on personnel, policy, etc. So I would like to see a strategy.
So, now the question is how to proceed.
Well, let me come back to my original question, that is the question on the content of this vision document. I understand that that you would like to have a strategy document instead of this vision document. We see it as an important point to at least clear that the vision is in line with the expectation and the parts that are there. That is step one. Step two is maybe we can discuss then also in to what extent and which aspects you would like to have highlighted in the strategy, in the sense that in our perspective, a strategy gives general directions. It cannot encompass all research directions of the entire university. It sets general frameworks that we as a university board did take into account. With a fair eye on the general directions of this university, without giving also the faculties the freedom to also engage in some of their specialties. So maybe first breaking it down to this first part, are there things that you miss in this vision that are not in line with the with observations that you have? That is still a question that I would like to see addressed. If you say this as a vision document is in line with what we expect, at least then that is clear, and then we can discuss the next part and the expectations of the strategy.
May I try to rephrase the question? To say, well, if you make a strategy document, would this not be a natural first chapter of your strategy document?
The current vision, you mean?
This the vision that's laid down, is that not the first chapter of your strategy document?
It will be. It will be.
Because, I think,
Look, the vision document is written with the intention to let this work out into a strategy document. And it is integral part of this.
Anything?
That's clear here with.
Yeah.
But it wasn't clear to me when I read it the first time.
Yeah.
Okay, so I hear a little bit, yes, this is what we would have expected as a first chapter of a strategy document.
Yeah, but it's not a strategy.
I'm trying to get where we say this is where we think alike. At the same time, I just heard a question, I think, from you. What do you expect in a strategy document? Is that correct?
Well, I have indicated certain elements that we think are certainly part of this. I mean, it goes with the direction of the research ambitions. But the research ambitions, the general vision, has been written down in the vision document. So this will be embarked upon in the strategy document in terms of research directions, but also in terms of what did we mention? We mentioned the research infrastructure. We mentioned in terms of strategic allocations. Selection of collaboration partners. We mentioned quality management. We mentioned particular things like open science, citizen science, and we mentioned rewarding and recognition of researchers.
I expect that the council would say that the moment we are getting towards June, that we have the first budget proposal. To also get a guideline, how do we provide the money on research within our institute? That at least should give the backbone for that. Yeah. Well, not so much the research allocation model itself, but at least it could give the foundation for the research allocation model, and it should make clear why we divide it the way we do, or where we have to say these are areas where we have to spend extra money, but the moment you say extra money also means you have to say where you go for less money, because somehow there's a law of constancy of the money supply.
But don't you think June for a strategy is too late? Because then it's already translated into a finance model.
It should be used in June.
So not available.
That means that
it should be
available.
Translated into a financial model in June, so it should be available February.
And we start that process in March.
So it should be available February.
That is the intention of the board to make this indeed the strategy available so that it can be used.
So are there any other points that should the strategy should clarify? And I think very important, but that's already mentioned by the rector, is what should the faculties do? What do you do on central level? What do you expect from faculties?
Well, expectations. The strategy document will not say what the faculties will do in its entirety.
No.
The faculties, they have their own strategic goals that align with the university goals. We are discussing in the strategy document things that we work on from a university board level.
But it can make clear that strategic goals are expected from faculties. So the question is, what should faculties do? Not in the sense of, this is what you have to do as a list, but this is where you have to make your own strategy within fitting in this framework. Yeah.
If I may add to that, the faculties will be asked to translate the vision and strategy into their own long-term strategy, four-year strategy. But the starting points, as presented in this vision, are of course based on the profiles of the faculties and their long-term ambitions as well. We are not going to make a very large change in the research profile of the university, but a different focus.
Okay. So, now when is this what should be inside what we expect? Because this is the time to say to the rector, well, this is what we expect, and not in February.
Let me rephrase the recommendation then, in the sense that what I see is that you agree on the vision,
yeah,
but that you expect a strategy, that you advise us to work before the spring memorandum on a strategy.
So, now I'm going to call to Gert, because yeah, I think he has something.
Yes,
to
say. I think that is a sort of point one. But what will be a discussion again is the fine gradedness of the strategy in terms of what is it we're going to do, and maybe negatively, what is it we're not going to do? Or is it already clear that whatever the faculties want to do, they will have ample room and space to do that? Maybe the financial situation is such that we can afford that, but who is going to break them on certain themes, if not possible? And this has got to do with the funding, bottom line funding, of the research groups, etc., etc., etc. So on a certain point, it might be, not necessarily, but might be necessary to give steerage from a central point of view. And at least that should be clear in the strategy, even to the point that the statement, whatever faculties are going to do, we are going to grant it, is also policy.
So, at this point in time, I think it's good to have a small recession. I think that's a good word, but I'm not completely sure. I should make a small list of words that I need to have a moment, a break, and to see how we can get to what we do.
Okay. Recommendation.
Yes? The recommendation, yeah. Because I don't think that it will help to say once again the same things towards each other. Yeah? Okay, then that's a small break.